Picture this. It's the 250th birthday of the United States, and the fireworks aren't just in the sky. The Brooklyn Bridge is actually on fire during the 4th of July show. 80,000 people are being evacuated from the National Mall in a severe thunderstorm. A president is giving his speech after 11 at night, and somewhere over the skies of 26 states, a geomagnetic storm is painting the aurora borealis across the summer night. If you needed a metaphor for the America of July 2026, that's probably it. Spectacular, chaotic, and somehow still standing. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to Intellijix.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have an enormous amount of ground to cover on this Sunday, July 5th edition. America just turned 250 years old, and the world didn't pause to let us celebrate quietly. Iran's succession crisis is playing out in real time, with the new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, staying hidden from his own father's funeral over legitimate fears of Israeli assassination. Trump called Putin for 85 minutes on Independence Day itself, discussing Ukraine days before the NATO summit in Ankara. And Ukraine struck a major oil terminal in St. Petersburg, deepening Russia's fuel supply problems.
On the technology and AI front, we have a genuinely dense news day. Huawei published mass production data backing the Tao scaling law, a challenge to the assumptions underlying Western AI investment. Anthropic, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google jointly unveiled an AI jailbreak severity scale. GPT 5.6's broad release is reportedly contingent on a White House call scheduled for July 7th, and a Harvard AI model is predicting which cancer patients will respond to immunotherapy. That's the kind of medical application that puts abstract AI debates in concrete human terms.
The business and markets picture is equally packed. Goldman Sachs just reversed its weak dollar call, citing the AI boom. Foxconn reported a 40% revenue jump in Q2 on record AI server demand. Micron broke ground on a $9 billion memory chip expansion in Hiroshima. And Uber is pausing its European food delivery expansion while pursuing a potential Delivery Hero acquisition. We'll also get into the Tether CEO's warning about structural mismatches in big tech's AI spending.
Domestically, the July 4th holiday generated more political content than any Independence Day I can remember. Trump's late-night speech touted the Save America Act. Newsom used his 4th of July address to propose a felony ballot seizure law, clearly positioning himself for 2028. Bernie Sanders declared a political revolution has arrived. And The Atlantic republished J.D. Vance's 2016 essay calling Trump, quote, cultural heroine. Timing that was anything but accidental.
We'll also cover the Western wildfires, the Chelan Hills fire in Washington and Colorado's 85,000-acre Aspen Acres fire. The Department of Energy deleted 6,000 energy conservation pages during a historic heat wave, then quietly removed thermostat guidance after a political controversy. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got married at Madison Square Garden, and then MSG fired staff for NDA breaches. Nobel laureate Omar Yagi is leaving UC Berkeley for Tsinghua University in Beijing, and the James Webb Space Telescope spotted the most distant barred spiral galaxy ever observed. We'll cover all of it. Let's get into the news.